All right. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Did you have any thoughts about this particular round, or?
Let's see. It's harder than ever to rank, and it's a real chore. And, you know, up till the last minute, I was still shuffling things around, and I might still shuffle things around even afterwards. You know, my top three in order are Rain Watt, Marison, and Max Bombast. And then after that, in maybe not in order, but there's Faster Jackalope, Frankie Big Face, and Vowel Sounds. And then the rest of the stuff is just jumping all over the place in my list, depending on when I hear the song, because every time I hear any one of those songs, I think like, oh, that shouldn't be down that far. And then I put it up, but that, you know, that pushes something else down, and whatever it pushes down doesn't deserve to be down at the bottom either. This is really frustrating that I don't know how to put it. Like, I don't want anybody who is put down in the bottom three to think, oh, or the bottom four or five or whatever is going to put them in jeopardy, to think that, oh, that means that these were bad. It's, that's not the case at all. It just means that we have to rank. And even if we like these songs, some of them are going to have to be in that level. You know, it's so frustrating.
For me, I think the top is Marison, Rain Watt, and Vowel Sounds. And I'm not sure how things are going to shake out in that order. Yeah, and then it's the rest of it's going to be hard. Grumpy Mike is kind of leading the upper mids for me. Him and Max Bombast are battling it out. Yeah, then it gets really hard.
Yeah, yeah, it's too difficult. So yeah, I don't know what to say to these people too. It's so weird to say, if we ranked you dead last, that doesn't mean that we didn't like the song, but it's true. You know, it's just weird to say it, but somebody has to be dead last in each of our rankings. And there weren't any songs that I disliked. All right. Well, is that it? Any shout outs?
I think that's it. Oh, yeah. Do you want to plug The New Ugly?
Yes, absolutely. Listen to The New Ugly. It is available on songlander.com or through your iTunes or I don't even know what it is. My app, my podcast app, just kind of loads it in there against my will.
wherever quality podcasts can be found.
It's they do a good, thorough talk through the songs also, which is great.
Major props to all of the judges. I think we've had 5 out of 5 reviews every round this time, which is great.
Yeah, and it's just going to get less time-consuming, let me put it that way. I'm not going to say easier. Yeah. It's not going to get easier.
Easier is not a thing in this case.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, shout-out to Brian and Alice. Thanks for being on our previous Songfight podcast. Shout-out to my husband, Andre. Thanks for all your love and support and your patience. And shout out to Nivius. Thanks for doing such a bang up job on getting the turnaround done so quickly. He warned us that the turnaround was going to be late, but it was like not all that late at all. It was like maybe 90 minutes late or something like that. So it was still incredibly impressive, you know, how quickly he got it around, even knowing that it was going to be late. So just amazing work, Nivius. Who else? Anybody?
Glennie. Got to give him shout outs for that killer cover art.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was amazing. Really, really cool.
Yeah, and if you have ideas for cover art for No Memory, send them to Nivius.